Hi, my name's Samir. I'm 17 years old, and I'm here to talk about the events of COVID in 2020 with my sister, Maham. So, Maham, what exactly happened, and what was supposed to happen?
What didn't happen in 2020? I think that's the bigger question. So I was supposed to graduate medical school in May, and I was supposed to get married in June, and I was also supposed to start residency in June. I only did the latter. I started residency. I still graduated medical school, but it was virtual, and my wedding was actually postponed from June until March next year.
Okay, so what exactly happened with your graduation?
So they moved our graduation to be completely virtual. It was decided about mid-March once everything started getting shut down and people were going into quarantine and the cases were rising. Obviously, you know, it was an understandable move, but it was still pretty upsetting and frustrating. Graduating medical school was something that I've aspired and worked for my whole life. I always knew I wanted to become a physician, and I had worked on it from an early age. And there were so many trials and tears shed that you witnessed personally with me going through medical school and the difficult road that it is, that graduation finally felt like, okay, wow, I deserve this. I get to wear my cap and gown and like walk across that stage. They'll call me doctor and I've earned this. And instead, it was me walking across my living room and not being what I had ever envisioned. And it was one graduation I'd always looked forward to. And it was kind of upsetting to have that taken away from me. However, I think my brother and my family did a really great job of making that day still be really special at home. And, you know, while it sucked in the moment, I'm still grateful for the experience that day was when I got to graduate.
Yeah, and it's hard when you've looked forward to something for that long and then it was just canceled. So now let's talk about your wedding, which was also supposed to happen in June. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I as much as I was upset about my graduation, I don't think I was nearly as upset as for when our wedding had to be postponed. It was a really big decision to make that we decided at end of March, beginning of April. Do we have a small, intimate wedding and just go ahead and get married and maybe a reception next year? Or do we just kind of postpone everything to next year? Discussion with my parents, they kind of preferred postponing everything just because we had already had all our deposits paid, all my outfits were picked out. We are a Pakistani family, and so our weddings are huge. They are like 5-day events, and they're very time consuming and money consuming and exhausting, but they're so much fun. And I think the biggest decision was, okay, do we just cut that down to one day and just have like a small thing, or just postpone it all? And, you know, I totally respect my parents' wishes and all the time and money that they had put in. And it seemed like the best decision was to just go ahead and postpone everything. But that was honestly a really, really difficult decision.
So tell me a little bit about how that affected you.
It really affected me a lot, as you know, as my brother who saw me go through it. I was very upset. I cried a lot almost every single day for weeks, just because this was something that I looked forward to for so long, to get married to my best friend. You know, just like a quick backstory, we met in college and then started dating when I was in medical school and he was in medical school. We lived in different states, but we quickly became best friends. It developed into a relationship. And then, you know, we finally had gotten engaged in 2019, and we were pretty much ready to get married once we got engaged. Like, we just know everything about each other. He's my rock, he's my person. And looking forward to June 2020 was something that we were both so incredibly excited about, because we were so excited to start our lives together and, you know, just finally get to be together. And especially with both of us being physicians in training, I should call it, you know, our time is very limited. And so being able to come home to each other was something that was huge, that we really wanted. And to have that taken away was really depressing. As a little girl, I'd been dreaming about my wedding for years and everything that kind of comes along with it. And then seeing all my close friends also get married, I was eagerly waiting. Okay, when is it my turn? When is it my chance to be up on that stage and have everybody be there to celebrate us as a couple? And now it's just a question of, okay, do I even get to have people be at my wedding to celebrate us as a couple? So it's been really hard.
So it's been about a month since your wedding was supposed to happen. So how did you get through all of that?
I honestly did not get through it well. I just kind of cried a lot. I was just really upset. I feel like even now I'm still not completely over it, and I don't even think I will be until March comes by, mostly just because, like I said, like, you know, like you have a way of how you envision your wedding to be and how it should happen. And in previous years, everybody's always just so excited for your wedding. They're so looking forward to it. They're always like, oh, we can't wait to see you as your bride, etc. And now just talking with some friends who have ended up having their weddings anyways and just have made it more smaller and intimate, they get questions like, oh, I don't know if we're going to come. We don't feel safe. We don't want to be present, like can't attend, can't get sick. How could, and they're even getting like admonished for having their wedding. Like, how can you do this during this time? So I think as like a COVID bride, it's so hard to have a balance between the two, because on the one end, you can put your lives on hold. But on the other end, it's like for the people who want to go ahead and continue their wedding, it's a completely different message and stress than other brides have had to go through. You know, now when I think about wedding planning and stuff, it's not like, oh, this time this needs to happen. It's how am I going to accommodate everyone safely? How am I going to have everybody sitting within a safe distance? How are we going to have a dance floor at this point? Who can even come? We had a 500 guest list, and now it's probably, we'll be lucky if we even get 50 to 100. How am I supposed to pick between 500 people who gets to attend? And it's just the anxiety that I've had from this has been getting progressively worse and worse as the months continue in 2020. When we postponed to March, I thought things would be getting better by that time, but it just doesn't seem like that's what's going to happen.
So then with the way things are going, there are obviously going to be some restrictions in place. So are you worried that your wedding just won't be the same?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's kind of like my biggest anxiety factor. I mean, like I mentioned, we had 500 people we planned on inviting. And while some of them are kind of my parents' friends, I don't really know who they are or know them that personally. There's still at least, you know, half of those people that I truly, truly want to be there on such a momentous day. And the fact that they may not be able to is just so sad and upsetting. And it's like, how do I keep my loved ones involved if they can't even attend? And it's like, we just don't even know what's going to happen in March. And the fact that it must be like so up in the air until January, February is just, it's just so anxiety inducing all the time. I think I just try not to think about it, but it's just kind of scary looking ahead. You know, it's like I said, it's just, like, weddings in our past are such a big deal in our culture and, like, in our family. And I'm the eldest girl, and I'm so excited for this huge event in my life. And the fact that it may not happen as I wanted to, like, you know, I will hopefully only get married once. And the fact that it just won't be what I had dreamed of, is it's just really sad. And I know that's, for other people, maybe superficial, that, you know, this is a wedding between two people and it's what marriage that counts. And 100%, I'm excited to just get married to, you know, the love of my life. But I just, to commemorate that, it was also something really important to me.
So then how did you cope with all this, especially now that you're in residency now?
Yeah, it's been 1 month since I started residency, and I think that's been really helpful in me not thinking about all the wedding stress and the wedding planning. It's kept me very busy. Obviously, it's, you know, we work almost 80-hour weeks, and it's exhausting and mentally draining for other reasons. So it kind of helps keep all the wedding stuff out of my head, but it's kind of still always in the back, you know. And then residency is just, that's its like own whole special breath of everything going on.
So then what exactly is it like at the hospital? How are things there now?
So it's a lot better, especially in the hospital that I'm at. I think we only have, you know, less than 50 cases of COVID currently, which is great compared to where my hospital was at in March, you know, where pretty much it was all COVID. And they do a really good job of making sure we're safe. They give us adequate PPE. They really encourage us, you know, to maintain social distance as best as we can. The patients are all tested. They do a really great job. Residents, they limit us if it is a COVID patient. Usually the attending physicians are the ones that go and see them unless it's an emergent situation. If, you know, they're crashing or something, then a resident might go in. But, you know, they've done a really good job in keeping us safe. Now what's going to happen in the fall is a completely different story when, you know, the second wave may come because, I mean, to be very honest, like right now we're still in the first wave. People are calling it second wave in the media, but it's not. Like, this is just the first wave because we never even brought our numbers down in the first place. And I think it's better at this moment because the weather is so nice and warm and it's decreasing transmission, but God knows what's going to happen once it gets cold again and people are inside. And, you know, I'm really scared for that aspect of what's going to happen.
So we talked about what the mental challenges were with COVID being a bride that was supposed to get married. So, but what is it like actually working in the hospital during the pandemic?
And the mental impact.
And the mental yeah. impact of that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot. I think, you know, being in medicine has its own mental challenges for everybody. And, you know, now being in it in the midst of a pandemic is kind of crazy. There's so many changes that we've had to make, you know, like we have lectures that residents are supposed to attend and those are all being done via Zoom. And we're just kept so busy that half the time we can't even really like listen to the Zoom lectures and it's hard. And I just feel like our learning has kind of been impacted in that sense. And I know speaking to my senior residents when they were all basically either pulled from the hospital to be kept in quarantine in case the residents who were kept in the hospital became sick. So it was all kind of like a divided split between the residents that were working and not working. For those residents, they were pretty much all in the COVID ICU. And I think for them, like, you can really see, like, it has an impact that they can't even talk about now because it was such a scary time because, you know, as physicians, like, you're trained, okay, this is what you do to treat this disease and that disease and, like, management is this. But when it comes to this completely new virus that nobody has any experience in treating, it was just a free-for-all. And nobody knew what was going on. People were just dying. And I thankfully have not had to deal with it, like dying patients from COVID. I have had to deal with it from other aspects and other diseases, but I'm really scared for the fall and what's going to happen. I think just being a healthcare worker in general has a huge mental impact, and there's just things that you can't really talk about with other people. And this is a profession that kind of makes it really hard and just kind of dealing with all those emotions.
Yeah, and I mean, the reality is that it is tough being a healthcare worker, especially right now. But on a slightly less depressing note, what are some hopes for the rest of the year and for 2021?
You're so right. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be depressing, Samir. I just really hope that as a country, we can all come together and do our part in preventing the spread of this disease. This is not a time where we can be selfish and not wear our masks or not take the precautions necessary because literally other people's healths are on the line. And I think it's really important that as a country, we know we take the precautions needed. And we can see it in other places around the globe that, you know, like Japan and China especially, they did a great job of not letting it affect other provinces in their own country. And Japan has so many millions of people and they also did it. And we have so many people, and I just wish that mask wearing and all of that was taken more seriously. I really hope it all gets better by the end of the year, because I really want to get married next year, and I really want it to be the wedding that I had envisioned. And I would like to not, you know, have to go through a majorly intense COVID ICU on the sides before or after my wedding. So I would really want like stuff to, you know, get a little bit better. And I just really hope that we figure out a vaccine and that comes through, or we figure out treatment, and then, you know, things just kind of move up and up from here.
Yeah, and the reality is things are uncertain, but I really do think that if we can come together and all do our part, then I do think things will get better eventually.
Yeah, I really hope so too. I mean, this isn't going to go on for like years and years. I would hope, but we just don't know. But I think, you know, hopefully things will just improve from here on out, especially because I need to see you dancing at my wedding. That's very important. You're a terrible dancer, but I think you'll get better. You have 9 months to practice now.
Great.